most of us would do well just to know the name of our great-great-grandfather. Joe Houts not only knows his name, but could write a few books about what the man accomplished. In fact, it's the subject of an entire exhibit at this museum. We go there on today's edition of The American Countryside. All this week, we are in St. Joseph, Missouri, the city many know as the place the Pony Express began and Jesse James ended. Those sites certainly draw people here, but there's much more. Head to AmericanCountryside.com to learn 7 great reasons to see St. Joe. It's my list of favorite places for young and old alike. Plus, you'll be hearing our special series of features from the city and videos from some of the sites as well. You can find it all at AmericanCountryside.com. And while you're there, be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter so you can get all of the updates on how you can experience America.
It takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. And at the end of the day, the difference between a child becoming one or the other could be you. So United Way is asking you to make a pledge. Tutor a child who needs help. Mentor a kid who needs someone on their side. Volunteer to read to children. Because when a child advances, we all advance. Be a reader, tutor, or mentor. Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge now at liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Joe Houts has a good reason to take special interest in one section of this museum.
The exhibit here at the St. Joseph Museum is partially about my great-great-grandfather, who was a Confederate field surgeon during the Civil War.
His great-great-grandfather became a lawyer, but later decided he would rather pursue medicine. He became a doctor at Bellevue Medical College and returned to the Piedmont of North Carolina.
Came back in 59, started a primary school for children, he and his wife, and did some practicing medicine. And then when the war came along, he joined up as a combatant with the 28th North Carolina Infantry Regiment.
Grandfather Houts became a captain.
And then the following year, he decided he really wanted to be a doctor. And so he got admitted into the Confederate Medical Service. And you had to be examined and pass a test.
Which he did, and was then sent to the Seven Days Battle near Richmond.
He went into Winder Hospital there as a hospital surgeon, and stayed there for until the following year in September of 1863, when General Lee and Jefferson Davis decided, look, we can't have doctors in hospitals anymore because the Union Army is caving in on us. We need them out in the field with the regiments.
He became a field surgeon. Those 2 years on the battlefield took a massive toll on those around him.
His original regiment, I think, had about 1,100 guys. And when they all surrendered in April of 1865, there's only 64 left.
This exhibit explores medicine used in the war. And we pick up the story next time as we travel the countryside in St. Joseph, Missouri. I'm Andrew McCrae.